Good morning. I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting WSIU Radio News. A partly cloudy sky in store for us today. We'll see a high around 65 degrees. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Organizations that help people with autism are still smarting from a funding cut from the state, but they say they have the ear of state lawmakers, and that brings some optimism. Jim Anderson has this story.
The governor cut the $1 million that was due for autism organizations for the rest of this year and is proposing to eliminate the entire $4.3 million they had been getting for next year. Matthew Miller, who gets services for his three-year-old son at the Center for Autism Spectrum Disorder at SIU in Carbondale, says he'll be in a bind.
They're the only game in town for us. If they are to close, which it sounds imminent at the beginning of the summer, there will be nothing for 200 miles. We'll have to go out of state to get the services he receives at SIU.
Advocates say lawmakers are listening. They say these programs actually save the state $7 for every dollar spent. This is Jim Anderson.
Residents are getting a better idea of how a new state government budget cut might affect them. That's after the governor and lawmakers approved a plan to fix a $1.6 billion budget hole. Garth Reynolds is with the Illinois Pharmacists Association. He says pharmacists will see some of the cuts, too, by not seeing as many state reimbursements for Medicaid patients.
Medicaid is a voluntary program, so if a pharmacy would choose, they could decide to no longer accept Medicaid for their patients, which would leave those patients with one less pharmacist to obtain services from.
And Reynolds says that means patients could go to emergency rooms for medicine, which is more expensive. The governor and lawmakers are still negotiating a much bigger budget gap in next year's funding plan. Illinois transportation officials have announced the first stops on their statewide tour to discuss priorities for road, transit, and other public works projects. The meetings are designed to let residents, businesses, and local leaders give their thoughts on needed infrastructure improvements. Topics include improvements to roads, bridges, and transit systems, as well as airports, schools, and parks. The first eight meetings are expected to be held this week. They'll continue next week with stops in Mount Vernon on May 4th, Carbondale on May 5th, and Effingham on May 6th. Times and locations are listed on the department's website. That's www.idot.illinois.gov. 83% of Illinois high schools already require some form of civic education. Now a measure approved in the Illinois House would require all schools to teach civics. Representative Deborah Conroy says teaching students about government is important to building future leaders.
It's understanding that you need to have an opinion, be informed, and also understanding that you have the ability to change something that you don't like.
But critics say it's another unfunded mandate being put on schools that can't afford to do any more. We're going to see a partly cloudy sky today and a high of 65. I'm Jennifer Fuller.